The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And then to say a few words about the practice. One of the very interesting topics of life, of a wise life, is to look at what our relationship is to time. And are we ahead of ourselves? We live in the future, kind of even just a few seconds. Are we a little bit ahead of ourselves and what's going on? Are we behind? Are we? What is it like to be in the present for us? What kind of time exists in the present? And one of the things that I'm very supportive of this kind of practice of mindfulness is some sense or sensibility of not being in a hurry. Being in a hurry and being mindful doesn't really work very well together. It can in some circumstances if your mindfulness is quite strong. But I don't call it being in a hurry then. You can do things fast and quickly and be very present and very mindful. But I don't think it's possible to be in a hurry and be mindful. The movement from being fast to being hurried involves some kind of loss of attention, some kind of being preoccupied and caught up in ideas, including ideas of time and how little time there is or deadlines that are coming. And when we're practicing mindfulness, it's nice to try to imagine that as you practice, you're practicing in outside of time, that there's a kind of timelessness in the present moment. As if you have forever. And this idea of timelessness and forever, sometimes it's very interesting to do that when you have some real challenge. Say you're sitting and meditating and your knee hurts, or you're having some difficult feelings coming up. You can ask yourself the question, what if this was forever? What's it like? What is it to be not in a hurry to have the uncomfortable things in life go away, but really to have it be part of the timeless present, as if it can be here forever? What if it was here forever? If it was going to be here forever, where would the adjustment be? Would it be with the discomfort, which can't go away, or would it be with you? So this idea of timelessness, what happens in that interface and that consideration? Part of what it does for me, the idea of not being in a hurry and this kind of timelessness of the present moment, is then there's lots of room to take time to get to know something that's going on. We're not trying to be ahead of ourselves. We're not trying to hurry along to get somewhere, to attain something, to get rid of something, to push something away. But there's lots of time to show up, lots of time for things to be there and to show themselves to us. We're not in a hurry, you know, whoever can get to the end of the breath will win. Whoever can get to the end of the next step is going to win the grace. Whoever's going to, so there's no hurry. We sit for here now. This morning we have these two sittings that are 45 minutes long. And it's not a competition. We're all going to get to the end together of those 45 minutes. So to kind of enter that time as if it's timeless. So you might try this morning, if this makes sense to you at all, to see if as you do walking meditation, as you come back here and sit, as you maybe go to the bathroom or have tea or do whatever you're going to do, what would it be like if the feeling of the sense of being mindful in those activities had a sense of timelessness, as if this activity is forever, this moment is forever, and you're here for this eternal moment as you put your foot down, touch the floor, whatever it might be. See if that sense of timelessness of the present might strengthen and open up the mindfulness that you have, and also let it be more uncomplicated how you are with whatever is here. There's lots of time, lots of room for whatever is here for you to experience and be with. So, thank you.